Hi, I'm Tricia, and this is Zoe Magazine's Artistic Allegory article, Redefining Outcomes, Marking History with a Frameless View. The law of attraction is a vastly popular way to frame one's life. Movies like The Secret, 2006, and Discover the Gift, 2010, have contributed to a burgeoning crop of followers over the past 10 to 15 years. Despite the medium used to deliver the message, it is clear to see these movies weren't just merely for entertainment purposes only. And a multitude of people have been more than ready to shift into this new life-affirming mindset. However, new is a relative term when it comes to making history, or rather, marking history. The exact origins of the law of attraction are varied. Some accounts set 1877 as the date the term was first used in print by Russian occultist Helena Blavatsky, but others say it was in 1906 that author and publisher William Walker Atkinson wrote about it in his book, Thought Vibration or the Law of Attraction in the Thought World. No matter how you slice it, the term is definitely not new, although calling something new can most certainly shift its meaning and in some cases its outcome and profitability. LOA dovetails perfectly with the gig economy, freelancers or project-based jobs up 15% the past 10 years, as well as multi-level marketing companies, MLMs. In order to make LOA work, Anirban Kaur suggests in his article, Here's Why the Law of Attraction Gurus Are So Rich and You Are Not, that we forget their teachings and focus on their business model. Of course, there are a myriad of other ways of framing life. However, the allure of manifesting using the universe as a cosmic cash machine / genie lamp offers some distance from the disillusionment caused by the crumbling bootstrap theory. Those who witnessed loved ones who invested their lives and livelihoods in companies who then pulled the plug on pensions and left many workers to fend for themselves are looking for a little hope, if not salvation. However, these methodologies and mindsets are completely harmless in and of themselves. What's the harm in wishing and hoping, and moreover, if those wishes and hopes are positively focused, what could possibly be wrong with framing one's life like this? Absolutely nothing. But with each and every one of these methodologies, there's a recipe or a laundry list of to-do items before which the manifestations can be manifested. It's a slippery slope to an abysmal rabbit hole if one is not fastidiously careful. Trouble is, framing one's life like this appears utterly harmless and an exercise in free will. However, and there's a big H in that word, when a large group of people begin to impress their judgments based on these frames, they become toxic and potentially abusive. After an intensely challenging year of practicing LOA, Anirban Kaur felt depleted and dejected and sought answers from LOA gurus who essentially said, it was all on me. According to them, it had to be one of two things. One, I did not believe hard enough. Two, I tried so hard it created a resistance. Again, absolutely nothing wrong with putting your dreams and hopes into action to manifest a positive outcome. Trouble comes when the aforementioned manifestation doesn't immediately show up. Doubt enters in the form of questioning oneself and perhaps even the methodology. Again, doubt is not a problem either, but the mindset around moving through the doubt can create a frame that is looping, treacherous, and toxic. For example, a goal is set, a wish is desired, and through one of those chosen methodologies, a list of actions is created. Subsequently, the list of actions is completed, and each step has been done while thinking only good thoughts and having superbly positive intentions. Inevitably, after a period of doubt, the question is asked, were you specific? If you were looking for money to come into your bank account, were you specific about the amount? If you're desiring a relationship, did you mention a detailed description of exactly the type of person you're looking for? I.e. hair color, belief system, shoe size. Soon, self-doubt, self-blaming, and shaming creep in, and if one is not careful, a looping cycle of toxic positivity ensues, begging the question, what outcome was sought to begin with? The easiest path isn't always the straightest one, but exercise caution when looking for your next go-to resolution. No matter the outcome, be kind to yourself.